This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 97,000. And the number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump has visited one of his golf courses at the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urges states to reopen after the coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious as the number of confirmed cases nationwide passes 1.6 million. In California, many businesses and recreational activities reopen, but officials in Los Angeles County say they will maintain tight restrictions until July 4th, and some religious leaders have taken issue with President Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services over the weekend. Rain dampened the weekend in the northeastern U.S., where newly opened beaches had been expected to attract throngs of people and test social distancing rules. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in New York. The state on Saturday reported its lowest number in weeks in what the governor, Andrew Cuomo, described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high, even amid other signs of encouragement. Also, Cuomo signed an order late Friday allowing people to assemble in groups of 10 people or fewer, that is, if they stay at least 6 feet from others and wear face masks if they can't. This is VOA News.